Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Does the thought of the impending holidays scare the dieter right out of you? We know how hard it is to maintain our weight during the holidays, much less try and diet during the holidays. I'm always happy if I just don't gain any weight, or at least don't gain more than just a couple of pounds. You know, you can put on, some people put on 10 to 15 pounds they can put on at the holidays. So it's terrifying for those of us busy cooking, you know, entertaining. So my guest, Jim White, he's a registered dietitian, and he's going to tell us how to get a jump on this holiday weight gain. Jim, talk to me. Tell us how we can do some things that will stop it in its tracks before it has yet to begin.
Well, hey, great. Great to have you, Melanie. But no, moderation and, you know, it's just such a big key during this time of year. You know, maintenance of the body weight, why can't we have that as a goal? Of course, we want to lose weight, but most people do gain during this holiday. So let's shoot to maintain or lose a bit of weight. And we've really got to look at these holiday parties and Thanksgiving, and we've really got to look at what we're doing and put a game plan together.
Okay, so give us a game plan. You know, we're starting now. It's the fall. What should we do starting right now? Should we try and lose weight now so if we gain it, we're back to where we were? What can we do now?
We got Halloween coming here. I know there's a lot of candy coming in, and we got, you know, Thanksgiving. But yes, we can take advantage of it right now. I think we got to put a game plan together. What parties do you got coming up? Who's cooking for Thanksgiving? You know, I think it's really important to budget your calories, especially around these events. So on days like Thanksgivings and eating around the holidays, budget your calories for the day. And maybe it's shaving off some of those portion sizes to make them a little bit smaller to allow if you are going to indulge at a party. I also think it's important to that alcohol. That's so vital. You know, alcohol calories can really contribute to slowing down fat metabolism, and it can add unwanted calories. So I always recommend to either eat or drink your calories when you go to a party. If you do double, it's really going to be double trouble on that midsection. You know, and go for low-calorie beers, light mixed drinks, and I always recommend flip the drinks. Instead of having maybe a Diet and Jack, have a splash of diet, or have a splash of Jack with more diet. So more flip your drinks to stay low on calories.
Now,
really,
Jim,
watch those calories.
Well, does alcohol burn differently? Because, I mean, I like wine, and I know it's about 120 calories for, what, 3-4 ounces of it? Nice small pour. So does alcohol burn differently? Do we think of it as differently? Or is a calorie a calorie?
A calorie is a calorie. But here, when it comes to, of course, we have resveratrol, which is the antioxidant in wine that makes it, good. However, most people aren't drinking, and I applaud you for drinking the 4 ounces, because most people I talk to aren't drinking your 4 ounces. That's, you know, the studies show that it is important for heart health with the 4 ounces. When you start drinking 8, 10, and even 20 ounces, that's where everything flips. So I really think it's important to, you know, find a drink maybe that you don't love. You'll drink less of it. So everyone asks me, what's better, beer or vodka or wine? Well, what do you drink more of? And maybe switch to a drink that you don't drink as much of.
That's really good.
Calories.
That's really good advice. But the resveratrol, that is very, very good for us. I mean, so at least if you have your one glass, that's something, and you're getting the calories there. Now, so what about weighing yourself, Jim? Is it something that you advocate as a dietitian people do to lose weight, to maintain their weight? I like it just for the fact that it keeps me accountable. Some people don't agree with that. What do you think about it?
Well, I think it's tailored to each person. If you're a person that weighs in and it gets discouraged and self-sabotages and it really affects your day and you say, well, forget it, I'm just going to eat whatever I want, then do not weigh, or do it maybe once every 2 weeks, first thing in the morning. If you're the type of person that, you know, understands that weight gain from water can be a reason, or your weight fluctuates day to day, but you have pretty good control, yeah, then weigh yourself. It's a good measurement. However, measuring your body and doing body fat testing or seeing how you fit in clothes is the best way to really see how you're doing.
What do you think about hands-off, you know, forbidden foods? especially at the holidays, everybody's got everything from chocolate mousse and big thick cakes and stuff. Do you think we need to be able to allow ourselves a taste of these things, or deny yourself? And what do you feel about that?
I don't think we should deny ourselves from anything. I think we can definitely have our indulgences. That's the best part about the holidays. However, just keep this in mind. You know, a half a cookie here, a candy cane there, a piece of fudge, you know, 100 calories, 200 calories, those, the register just, you know, keeps on adding up, and that's where that unwanted calories come from. Maybe set a date. You know, if you have a Christmas party coming up, or a Thanksgiving party, or any type of holiday party coming up on a Saturday, well, you know, budget the calories for the week. Really do as most you can during the week to stay on your healthy meal plan, and maybe get an extra exercise session in. So when you do indulge, it's not going to be that much a blow to your actual diet.
What about writing down? If somebody really wants to lose weight, and I'm an advocate of keeping a food diary, but at holiday time, it's nearly impossible.
It's very hard. We got so many things going on. But by keeping a food journal, studies show that we eat less. Have you ever kept a food journal and seen, oh my gosh, I'm actually eating that much? It's amazing just to see what the average person is eating. So it kind of keeps you conscientious. So, you know, if you don't fall 100% of the time, don't beat yourself up. But I really would try to keep it, especially, you know, at most times during the week.
Well, I always have maintained that if you can write down your food and read it to yourself in the mirror every night, that's harder than most people realize, to actually sit there and stare at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself what you just ate during the day, if you're honest.
Oh, yes, yes. And you got to be honest with yourself. You know, I always say our clients, when they come, they're hurting themselves, you know, when they come in and you know, not being as honest. So really write down in detail what you're eating. And you know, women roughly, you know, I'd say 1,200 to 1,500 calories to incur weight loss. And men, right around the 1,800 to 2,200 can occur weight loss. So, you know, if you're not a calorie counter, just, you know, be cognitive. Those numbers are, you know, what will work. And, you know, just in having one piece of pie can be half of your day's intake of calories. Like we mentioned, just the Thanksgiving meal can be up to 3,500 calories. And that's what sets people back, and that's what really increases weight gain during the holidays.
Now, some people suggest, Jim, that you eat something before going to a holiday party, a bowl of soup, a bowl of high-fiber cereal. But, you know, for me, sometimes that's just extra calories I've eaten, and I still eat the same amount that I would have when I get to the party. So do you advocate maybe taking that hunger craving down a little by doing that, or is it just adding the calories?
You know, I think if most people are, if you're a binge eater and you know you're going to eat before and you're going to eat during and it's not going to stop you, then I don't see a huge benefit. But for the majority of the people out there, I would recommend to get a high-fiber snack. Drink a lot of water, too. That's the missing piece. A lot of times that, you know, we think we're hungry, but we're actually thirsty. Or if we have a fiber snack, drinking that extra water is going to fill up our stomach, and we're going to be less likely to eat a lot at the party. The worst thing to do is to go to the party famished. I mean, you're just setting yourself up for an eating display that really can add on a lot of calories.
What about the stress of the holidays coming up, and then we have to cook and we have parties and throwing them at our house and such? Do we tend to eat more around those times and being stressed? What do you advocate? We only have about 20 seconds left here.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Stress is a big, big problem. Exercise and exercise more. It's going to increase endorphins. It's going to keep you in the game, and it's going to cut down your appetite. So I would definitely recommend that to decrease stress during the holiday season.
It's great advice on getting a jump now on that holiday weight gain that could be impending but doesn't necessarily have to. So start paying attention to it now, people, because this is the time that you can get it under control, and then you won't lose that control as you make it into the holidays, and maybe you'll even be just that much more motivated. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine and me, Melanie Cole, right here on RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening. Stay well.